It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Immediately after the attacks on New York City and Washington, Internet users turned to email to check up on friends and to discuss the terrorist actions. They also started spreading rumors, theories, and outright fabrications that have fast become the stuff of urban legend. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
By September 12th, a prophecy attributed to the Renaissance French astrologer Nostradamus was on its way to millions of email inboxes. In most versions of the message, the first four lines of the prophecy go like this.
In the city of God, there will be a great thunder. Two brothers torn apart by chaos. While the fortress endures, the great leader will succumb.
That's Neil Marshall, a student at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. He says the first hint that this is a fake is the fact that there's a fifth line. The third big war will begin when the big city is burning. Nostradamus always wrote in quatrains, Marshall says, a poetic form consisting of four lines per stanza. Second, Marshall says, the email says Nostradamus wrote this verse in 1654, 88 years after he died. Third, and incontrovertibly, Marshall says, he wrote the prophecy as a high school student in 1997 for a personal web page intended to debunk Nostradamus.
I was writing the web page and I said, well, I can make a vague prediction about the future too. So I pulled words basically out of my head.
Neil Marshall says his two brothers line, for instance, is a reference to his own twin. He says the fact that so many people have been willing to believe the email proves the point he was trying to make when he wrote the web essay 4 years ago.
That anyone can make a prediction that can appear to come true given the right circumstances.
Neil Marshall's bogus prophecy has been the most widely circulated of at least 29 urban legends, hoaxes, and forwarded emails inspired by the events of September 11th. This according to Barbara Mickelson, who maintains the Urban Legends References pages at Snopes.com with her husband David. Another email posits that a pair of hands, bound by handcuffs, was found at the disaster site in New York. The Associated Press, Newsday, and the New York Times have reported variations on the story as true. Another story tells of a government worker who was allegedly on the 82nd floor of one of the towers as it started to collapse. The story says he managed to use a piece of debris as a kind of makeshift surfboard to ride air currents to the ground, suffering only a broken leg. While Barbara Mickelson says the story's false, it does communicate a kind of truth about the situation.
It was a sense of, if this guy could survive, if he could fall 82 stories and just break a leg, maybe my loved ones are safe too. Maybe they survived. And in a larger sense, maybe all of us are going to survive.
Another widely circulated email concerns footage aired by CNN on September 11th, which ostensibly shows Palestinians celebrating the attacks. This email alleges that the tape was actually shot 10 years earlier, during the Gulf War. CNN vigorously denies the charge, as does the news agency Reuters, which says its camera crew shot the scene on the 11th. This story can be traced to a university student in Brazil who sent an email to a discussion group in which he said he'd heard that a professor had made the charge. The story ended up on IndieMedia.org, a group of about 50 nonprofit news sites that allow readers to post their own articles. Within a couple of days, the site had also posted the student's retraction of the claim, but that got less attention. Jay Sand is a freelance journalist and indie media volunteer in Philadelphia. He says the popularity of a rumor like this is fueled by the way people feel about the news media.
People have become very critical about the media that they see and have learned from experience that when something appears on an international news service like CNN, it is not always exactly what it seems.
The German magazine Der Spiegel reports that a woman shown in the tape has since told reporters she cheered because someone promised her a piece of cake. Der Spiegel also points out that while a few people cheer in the foreground of the shot, as many or more passers-by ignore the scene and go about their business in the background. Meanwhile, the Associated Press and others have reported that Palestinian Authority officials have seized tape of other street celebrations. One final note. Another email making the rounds contains a photograph alleged to have been found in a camera picked from the debris of the World Trade Center. It shows a tourist standing on the observation deck of the center while an American Airlines jet cuts across the New York skyline aimed straight at the building. It's a fake, too. The center's observation decks never opened on September 11th. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.